everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for another day, another chance to hear Him as He speaks from the heart. You know, every day the Lord gives us many blessings. Jesus instructed us to ask for our daily bread so that we can be supplied to and that way we can do the things that pertain to life and godliness. In order to do the wonderful things that pertain to life and godliness, we need stuff. We need blessings, situations, finances. We need relationships. We need the healing process that began in our heart is designed to flood our lives. And heaven is not broke. Heaven can help us. God has everything that the Word said we can have, we can have. And one thing we have to, we're saved by our faith. And we're saved with a God kind of faith. That's our foundation. But did you know many Christians have not learned to trust God? They struggle to trust God after they've mastered having faith in God. They have faith, they're stable, they won't backslide. They overcome things of the world. They even get people healed and saved and set free. But many times people are not living their best life because they have not learned to trust God. And that comes from being faithful. And it also comes from relationship. It comes from operating in faith. The Lord will begin to have rapport with you. And you'll start taking Him at His word with your life. Now, trust is that's the next challenge. Some people are learning to trust God, and they admit that they struggle with it. But as we draw near to Him, ask for the things you need, your life will be better. The word says, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is also loosed in heaven. When you ask for your daily bread, whatever that is, many times it's just knowledge. God is giving, He'll give you the knowledge you need for the day. Things that you may need to be aware of or situations that are ahead of you. You know, I've had the Lord to tell me things about people so that I could be a blessing to them that day. And I've had Him to warn me of plots that the enemy had sometimes. That doesn't happen often, but it happens. And sometimes it's just on my heart to pray. Whatever unction you have, that's your daily bread too. Even if it's for others. Because when it's for others, you're sowing. And you're going to get your daily bread. You know, we sow not just money, but we sow wisdom, we sow knowledge, we sow counsel. We're helping others. My pastor's been talking about this. It's a blessing. And it's because the Holy Spirit, that's what's on the heart of the Holy Spirit. When you're around anointed people, that's your network. You can be blessed. Other people that are endeavoring to know God and they're yielding themselves to the Lord and they say things that you need. I'll never leave the heart of God's will. So many times people get distracted in ministry and the problems they have and the cares of this life. And this, you know, the cares of this life is not always, it's not evil. You have to pay for things, you have to manage, you have to think. Those are concerns. Those are things you have that need your attention. Pray for your daily bread so that you don't go it alone. When you feel like you're going it alone and you got to do all the responsibility yourself, The enemy will cause you to feel like you're on the spot. You got to do something. And usually when they do something, it usually get them in more trouble, more debt. But with the wisdom of God, relax. Speak His word. Do what He give you to do. Do what He gives you to do. Do what He puts on your heart. In the name of Jesus, do what He give you. Do whatever He brings to your attention. Don't shrug it off because of the concerns of the day. Ask questions. Get more information. Take it serious, because that is going to help you. Sometimes when we feel like we got to do something, and that's the day we get in more trouble. We sign things we shouldn't sign. People buy cars when they feel like they got to do something. and then they got to pay for it, and it turned out not to be what they needed. But in the peace of God, you can do great things. You can believe God and get the better thing that you need at the right time. See, the Lord won't rush. He's not in a rush. And sometimes you have to take cues from Him. If He's not rushing, don't you rush. That doesn't mean be slothful. See, the enemy like to do the extreme play. When he knew Jesus was hungry, he tried to tempt him to turn a stone into bread. And he said, man don't live by bread alone. There was something wrong with doing that, because the devil said do it. He didn't turn the stone into bread. And then he said, he quoted a scripture. Jesus quoted a scripture, so Satan did too. He quoted Psalm 91, part of it. He said, throw yourself off the mountain, the angels will catch you, lest you bump your foot against a stone. Sounds good on paper, but Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord your God. Those were opposite temptations. One, you can act like God. You can act powerful. The other, you can have pride in the fact that God loves you. two different temptations, both of them wrong. One, he's trying to prove himself. Another one, he's trying to prove that God will protect him by tempting God. You don't do that. So with us, when we're not always the best at striking a balance, but sometimes we have to. When you feel like you got to do something, that's usually not the time to go buy something or do something important. It's better to make the greater decisions when you're in peace, when you have your wit about you, when you have the guidance of the Holy Spirit about you. And we have to learn to trust Him so that we can receive the benefit of His counsel. I can tell you a lot of stories about when I felt like I had to do something, and it always costed me. And then I wanted God to help me out of it. I got in it, I had to believe my way out of it. And He took His time too. Sometimes we have to learn a lesson, or the problem is not solved. When you feel rushed into doing something, that's not the order of the day. Now, when the Lord expresses something in an urgent way, that's the time to do something. That's the time to act on your faith, and you'll know what to do. There are times when you have to do things swiftly. You know, a girl was in the house one time, this lady, I saw her on TV, and the Lord told her to run. And she was still on the computer. He said, run, he said it loud. And she went out the back door. A man was coming in the front door to harm her, possibly rape her or kill her. But she ran. So it's important to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit so that you can live, so that you can go forward. We want to do something. We want to do our part. We want to do the right thing. But it's not always clear how to handle situations and problems. I like doing it the easy way. Calm down. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Whatever part of the Word of God He's been putting in your heart to study, study it. That's your daily bread too. If He gives you a scripture, that's your daily bread. Whatever He brings to your attention, that's going to help you. Remember, if you want to trust God, remember this. He sees more than we see. He sees more than we see. We see what's in front of us. He sees what's around us for miles and miles and miles. He sees above us, beneath us, all at once. And He sees things forming in other places. He even sees through time, through the past and through the future. So when you trust in Him, you're trusting someone who loves you and they know what they're doing. Sometimes we trust men that we know love us, but they don't always know what they're doing. Sometimes their instructions has holes in it. When the Lord say do something, do it in a timely manner. Don't wait too long. Do it in a timely manner. If He tell you to do something, make sure that it's okay to wait. If you feel like you should wait longer, make sure. Even when He give you the instruction, sometimes the unction of when to do it will be with it. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes He'll set things up. But you'll know where you're going and you know what you got to do. But ask Him about when to do it just as much as your will to do it. And always be obedient. This is how you learn to trust God. Trusting God don't come all at once. Because you trust Him because we love God because He first loved us. Everybody agree with that. That's the scripture. That's true. That's why we love God. We realize He loved us and we responded to His love. If you got saved, you volunteered into the army of the Lord. And every army member must be supplied to be effective. And the Lord wants to supply you. Not just with the finances that you think you need. He wants you to have it all. No Christian should live a very long time under emotional stress. For the emergency you may have, cast your cares to God. Cast your cares to God. Don't lean to your own understanding. That takes the pressure off. Now the pressure's released. Then enjoy the peace of God and speak His word. Enjoy life. Enjoy the process. Don't focus on the cares of the day. Remember, the Lord put you in charge. And by putting Him first, you can do all things through Christ. He's the strong one. He'll do what you can't, and you'll do your part that He can't do. He'll supply you with whatever you need. Remembering faith without works is dead, of course. There are works involved. Because we act on our faith. But trust is a noun. Faith is a verb. In the last few broadcasts, the Lord had me to teach that, because He put it to me so plainly. He makes things so simple and easy to understand, easy to be entreated. He said, faith is the verb side of trust, and trust is the noun side of faith. We act on our faith because we trust God. And when we don't trust God, we don't act on our faith. We don't act on what He revealed because we don't trust what He revealed. And then problems continue. But if you can act on the revelation God gives you, the unction of the Holy Spirit, that's when you're making progress. That's when you're going to learn to trust God more. You're going to learn that He's trustworthy. You're going to learn that He won't sin and do you wrong. See, whoever you trust is because of what they did in the past. Sometimes people try to trust people because they wish that they were their friend, or they marry people because they're so excited that they're gonna get married, and they're looking at this illusion without fully knowing the person. Sometimes people are in love with a concept, and the concept is not always reality. So people marry people, but they didn't draw a conclusion based on all the facts. Anytime you're marrying somebody, you're taking a step of faith, because you're going to find out how that person really is. And they might be better than you think. Only the Holy Spirit can tell you the truth about a person. Only the Holy Spirit. So when we're guided by Him, when we listen to Him, and when we take Him at His word, when He tells us about people that concerns us, you know, getting married is a big deal. I told my children, I said, one time, when you get ready to get married, that's when you really need to hear from the Lord. Because you're about to make a decision that's going to affect you the rest of your life. And that person's life. And you're going to have to trust what He say. And wherever you choose to live, you know, that's something that you really need to pray about. Where you live. Because once you buy a house, it's hard to sell the house and move. It can be very expensive. You can even lose money. And it's not good to live somewhere you don't want to live. Only the Holy Spirit can guide you. He guided me. I looked for so many houses, I got frustrated. He said, when my peace come on you, you won't have to look anymore. And I bought a house I'm very satisfied with. It's not the best looking house in the world, but it fits my life. And I like it. I could live there for the rest of my life. And I have no intention of moving unless the Lord bless me with a lot of money. But I'm satisfied with the house, and I'm content. It's a blessing to be content. Because now I can concentrate on other things that I need to do. I'm not living somewhere I hate and I wish I could move and can't. I'm happy with my house. I could retire there. And I like it. I like the way the land shapes and everything. And most people wouldn't like it, but I like it. I even like all them trees. Most of them anyway. But anyway, God know you. And he'll bless you with what you need. You want your life, you want everything to be in place. You don't want things to be out of order and all in disarray. You want things to be right. And I do too. I want the best for God and all of his people. Now, all these things are very important. And as we take time to get to know him and learn him and speak his word and hear him out, we're going to find things that we didn't know. We're going to learn things that we had no way of knowing. And I just thank the Lord for all that he's doing, all the wonderful people that he's going to bless. God loves us. His love is true. His love is stable. His love is strong. And with his knowledge and wisdom, he will not lead you wrong. He will always seek to be the greatest blessing to you possible. He's a friend. And in order to know him that way, we have to take him at his word. We have to speak his word. We have to use our faith as a tool. We have to do what he say do. We have to be what he say we are. He cares about us and his love won't change. His love just won't change. But as we trust him, we can receive every benefit of his love, of his daily, of the his provision every day. See, he provides for us to do his will, and then we provide him with our works and our faithfulness. And together, we can make earth like as it is in heaven all throughout our lives. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.